Hi everyone, this is Tamara Barney. Thank you so much for coming to my Women Powerful Empowering Womenful Empowerment event. Today I want to talk to you about Sherry's Berries, okay? Summer is finally here and school's out and warm weather, betch, it just puts you in a really good mood. Really? Yes, really. It's like when you get an unexpected gift. Like you feel great. Like when I was a child, I didn't even have anybody to tell me that they loved me, and they never got me unexpected gifts, like berries. I would have not been a teenage mother and married when I was so young, and then getting divorced and trying to kill myself if only I had berries. So don't make the same mistakes my mom made. Make someone you love feel great by surprising them with berries from Sherry's Berries.
Hey, I'm Candy Burris, and I love to send berries to my daughter Riley. I like to send giant dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99. See, that's a 40% savings. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in watch, and then go, and for my listeners, double the berries for just $10 more. You hear that, Riley?
Here's the only way to get this special $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in watch. That's WATCH. And for just $10 more, you can double your Sherry's Berries offer. You guys need to get in because they are fresh, juicy, mouth-watering, dipped in white milk and dark chocolate. And the Real Housewives, like Candy Burris and Tamara Barney, are endorsing these berries, so you need to do it too. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in WATCH. Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast dedicated to all that crap we love to watch and shred to pieces on Bravo. My name is Matt Whitfield from Yahoo, and joining me as always are Ronnie Karam from TVGasm and Ben Mandelker from B-Side Blog. Say hello, boys.
Hi.
Hey, Matt. Matt, I folded my socks this week in honor of you.
I'm glad because, as everybody knows from listening last week, I have a phobia of bald socks, which remind me of the horror film Critters from 1986. And thank you for posting scary photos of it to bring back childhood nightmares.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get started today, we're going to obviously talk about gossip and all of the shows that are airing on Bravo right now. Don't forget, though, to follow us on Twitter at WhatCrappens and definitely get involved with us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. It is a party, people. You don't want to miss out. It is more of a party than, a party at Cut Fitness.
Whoa.
Starring Tamara Barney. And that is saying
Whoa.
A lot.
Whoa. And you know what? By the way, I would like remind me in a few minutes after we do these introductions, I want to talk about the Cut Fitness webpage that has gone up. Because
we can't let that slide. We cannot let that slide. But anyway, you guys should definitely follow me on Twitter. I'm at Life on the M List. Ben is at B-Side Blog. And Ronnie is at TVGasm. And we also would appreciate a few more iTunes comments. Look, we have a solid 5 stars, but you guys are letting me down. And you know what that means. I'm going to have to start eating cookies unless you guys give me some more reviews.
Yeah.
Guilting.
Yeah.
Not to guilt anybody.
But you will.
But I will. And don't forget, you guys, we are also on Instagram, where Ben and I tend to battle each other with who can post the most drunk selfies during a weekend. And I think I took Memorial Day.
You did. And you took it with a wig on too, which I appreciated.
I took it with a wig. I was trying to channel my inner Amanda Bynes, but I ended up looking like Vicky Gunvalson with a beard.
Well, it turns out that one's inner Amanda Bynes is someone else's exterior Vicky Gunvalson. That's just the way it works.
So true.
They're like human synonyms.
And you guys, we are also on Vine. I'm at Life on the M List. You can find Ben, I believe, under his real name. How dare he?
Ben Mandelker. Yeah.
And Ronnie, where can we find you on Vine?
I'm under my name too, Ronnie Karam, and I'm obsessed. I'm taking vines of walking out the door.
Yeah,
I took one of like just walking down the street.
Yeah.
By the way, Ronnie's this weekend that we're in. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say Ronnie's vines are really, really funny.
I took so many inappropriate ones this weekend, and then I pulled them all off of Vine because I was horribly embarrassed. So I only have one posted, and it's Mariah doing the ooka dooka spooky nooky.
I had a dream about Mariah last night. I had a dream that Mariah died in a hang gliding accident.
So I freaked out because you posted that, and the first thing I thought was Mariah Carey, who died. That would be a real tragedy. But if Mariah from Married to Medicine died, I would rejoice.
Oh, I'm sorry. My dream was Mariah Carey died in a hang gliding accident, and I actually consider myself very privileged because when you dream something, you actually feel like you're living it. And so I feel like I've now experienced the rare joy of seeing Mariah Carey hang gliding. And it was wonderful.
She is a butterfly. She is a butterfly.
But she did not spread her wings and fly. She went right into the San Francisco Bay, and sadness ensued. What a nightmare.
What a nightmare. Which housewife would sing at her memorial?
Luann. Money can't buy your wings.
Okay, that was just awkward. So before we get into the latest episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County and the Married to Medicine reunion part one, which was delicious.
Phenomenal, yes.
Phenomenal. We should probably talk a little bit of gossip. Who wants to kick things off?
Ben.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll kick things off then, if you insist. Tamara Barney has a new spinoff with Eddie about her getting married to Eddie, which makes it now like the 32nd Bravo spinoff where we watch some hideous person getting ready to get married, which means that we're going to watch endless episodes of, oh, I just don't know if I'm ready for this, and oh my God, my mom, and oh my God, his parents, and is it too soon, and the catering isn't here, and it's like the same shit over and over again. Like, why is Bravo doing this to us?
Because we tune into it.
I don't. I'll tell you one thing.
Yes, you do. Here's the thing. There is no housewife I hate more than Tammy Sue, a.k.a. Tamara Veith, a.k.a. Tamara Barney Veith. And this woman keeps digging herself a hole, and I need to see her keep digging it and making herself look like more of an asshole, because that is what she did on this week's OC, and the spinoff is going to make her look even worse.
So what do you think the spinoff is going to be called? Because they all have, like, ridiculous names.
Dry Ginas and Tiny Gay Wee Wees.
Obviously, that was my first guess.
I was thinking
maybe that,
like,
could be the subtitle.
Hot in Mission Viejo. Something like that.
I think it should just be called, like, an Augustine Burroughs book, Dry.
What about a cunt above the rest? No, I'm sorry, ladies. That was very derogatory.
That was Ben, everybody. That was Ben.
That was me. I'm sorry. Putting money in the swear jar.
I'm forgetting the N.
Cut fitness. Yeah. See you next Tuesday at the chapel.
That's amazing.
That's what it should be called.
I want to see a spinoff that just concentrates on Eddie's Grindr account.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we could produce it. We could just go from, like, twink to twink.
His profile is just a bicycle seat that's, like, got a moisture on it.
Yeah, it's like a slightly messy bicycle seat.
Ew. You know, there were photos that leaked the paparazzi had photos of Tamara trying on wedding dresses, I think, this weekend in Los Angeles. So clearly they're already in the process of filming this spinoff, but Eddie was not there. I know that the guy doesn't typically go watch the woman try on dresses, but because he's a homosexual, I assumed that he was going to be there judging and deciding which frock she would end up wearing.
You know, but I didn't know that they sold wedding dresses at Big Lots.
I'm assuming it's probably going to be like one of those, like, tiny pool canopy things.
She's just going to take a kiddie pool and deflate it and just wrap it around her waist.
Yeah. So Tamara's horrible, and we got some more of her stuff this week about how she's a victim, which I cannot wait to see this all unfold. Right. Tamara's illness of being a bitch. Yay.
I have another piece of OC gossip I forgot to mention earlier as we were prepping for the show. It's about Lori, and I don't know how...
talk about this.
This is scandalous.
I don't know how true any of this is, but rumor is fact, right?
Let's pretend that it's all 100% true and we don't even have enough truth.
Okay, so this comes from the website absurdtosublime.net, And they're basically, this person who's writing is basically saying, hey, where the hell is Lori's grandson that her druggy son supposedly, you know, gave birth to or whatever, is the father of? So they're saying that the son, because Lori's son is on heroin and so is his like wife or girlfriend, that the state has the baby and the baby was born addicted to heroin and was going through withdrawal, something like that, right? And then there's all sorts of other stuff about George, right? That like George's wife wouldn't allow their kids on after the first season that their kids were on. And that he's evicting the wife from an apartment or something like that. Am I getting this all right? I'm trying to skim through the article. It's really just like a lot of information.
Evicting what wife? Lori? I mean, evicting who, Lori?
The wife, the mother of the other children of the Brady Bunch family.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
exactly. Oh. I don't Ashley, know about that.
By the way,
but I thought...
Ashley works for George, which is hilarious because we all know that Ashley doesn't even work, not even for George.
Do we even know that George works?
He's some sort of real estate guy with a
yeah. Who isn't?
He has sort of like a Prince Valiant haircut, and he sells things in Orange County.
Well, the thing that people are really having a fit about in all of this is that Lori had apparently had a chance to raise the baby, and she gave it to the state. Because she didn't want to raise a baby on heroin. And everyone's like, what a great grandma. Well, I don't know that I'd necessarily want to raise my son's
She already raised a son on heroin. Why should she have to raise a grandbaby on heroin?
But listen, you can't then go on to TV and brag about how proud you are of your son and you have a grandson on the way, and then the kid pops out, needs its fix, and you have all the money in the world, and you're like, see you later.
Well, see, that's the
I
thing.
Think that
Lori,
there
Lori
be a
and George. 30
day return policy, just like at Ross.
Yeah. The son came out and he had, like, he's holding a little caliente sign.
I was going to say, if any baby.
Sorry, I'm done.
Sorry. Go on, Matt.
Sorry.
I'm done.
Sorry.
I'm done too.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's be Terry. We're like
6 minutes in and I'm already done.
Let's be Terry and Heather right now. I'm sorry, babe. I was such a jerky poo. Oh, babe. That wasn't nicey nice of me. Booty, booty, boon, doon, little baby. Oh, little boy.
At least you invited me to go shopping with you and Ben this weekend, but I never heard anything from Ben.
Well, that's because I told Ronnie, text Matt.
Uh-huh.
I was right there with Ronnie.
Did you not have a phone? Did you not have a phone too?
I was driving, motherfucker. I was being safe for the world.
Yeah. Awkward.
Matt, Ronnie, can you back me up on this, please, before Matt like turns into a little critter and attacks me?
Yeah, Matt. Ben
like,
was like, Ben was like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm gonna text Matt. And he was like, you are about what? And I said, to come with us to TJ Maxx. And he was like, why? I was like, hold on. I'll tell you after I text him. I can't talk and text at the same time.
Wait, did you guys go to the grand opening of the TJ Maxx at Bev Connect?
We did. No, we didn't even know. I mean, it was after the grand opening.
It was a week old, but it was like clean and they had like nice stuff. Like I wanted to take pictures of like crappy Gretchen Rossi stuff and everything was just nice. But then we went to Marshall's and found all the fleur-de-lis.
Yeah. And there were even two people at this TJ Maxx that were like, "Hey, do you guys need some help?" And I was like, "What? This is TJ Maxx. Don't do that."
Yeah, it was crazy. I saw a bowl I almost bought.
Okay,
you guys didn't buy anything. You're horrible.
You guys were supposed to be caring about little babies addicted to heroin. Okay, that is
what
the topic
I was
of
going
conversation.
To say. Is that if you were a baby addicted to heroin, you would clearly want to be born into Lori's family because she and George could buy you all the heroin formula that you would need.
Exactly.
Well, that's called good grandparenting.
Exactly.
They should give the baby to Ashley and give Ashley something to do with her life. Isn't it funny that all the like the idiot daughters on the Real Housewives world, they're all named Ashley? Ashley and Ashley should get together and have a spinoff.
Yeah, just about really stupid kids who do terrible things and like leave their gas on.
Yeah, exactly. Cooking with Ashley and Ashley. I would actually watch that.
So Lori is already causing a bunch of controversy, and she is not even on the show. She was only on it for 2 minutes. Now, they do say that she's coming back again next week. Does this mean she's coming back, or is she just, like, dropping some shit and then leaving again?
No, I think that she's actually back for the remainder of the season, because I think there becomes a whole thing where she ends up fighting with Tamara for the rest of the year.
Yes.
Oh,
but they're, like,
good.
Friends right now.
Yeah, they're kind of being friends right now. But
you know, well, I actually think that she's a good like what do you say opponent for Tamara because she's actually somebody who will not put up with Tammy Sue's bullshit.
Right, and she has so much money that she can just drop in, say something mean, and then just go back to her castle and like not care because she has so much money. You know.
Thank you, George. Okay, speaking of horrible people, let's talk about some bullying on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Apparently, the new season is in production, and Kyle and Kim have both threatened to quit because Lisa and Yolanda and Brandy are ganging up and bullying Kyle and saying that Mauricio is cheating on her, which I believe is true. And I don't think that Beverly Hills can exist without the Richard sisters because they are fucking crazy. But I don't know. I think just Kyle is pathetic and ridiculous, and I hate her.
I think Beverly Hills can exist without them because do you know how many former child stars there are lingering around this city? We could certainly – someone call up Vicky from Small Wonder and get her on the show and be like, sorry, Richard sisters. If you guys walk out, we've got a robot.
If they had her and what is that? Wasn't Edie McClure on that show as the next door neighbor?
She was. Yeah, yes.
She should be a Beverly Hills housewife.
Absolutely.
I kind of wish they would get Flo from Alice.
And maybe
– I'd like the older sister from Mr. Belvedere, please. The one who gets like the flower poured on her by Wesley in the opening credits.
Oh my God. And then the Huffnagels.
Right?
Yeah.
who knows what Lynn from Alf is up to these days? Can someone put a call into her representation, please?
I would like Jodie Sweetin because she was a meth head and that always makes for good TV.
You know what? She would actually be a really good choice. Not even joking.
Yeah, cut she would be a out. good choice. You have to have a little bit of a past. Just say get that girl some new boobies and some giant lips and get her on the screen.
Yeah. I would be fine, honestly, with an entire cast of 80s child stars.
Everybody from Square Pegs on One Housewives.
Including Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, she would be good. Like, she stopped wearing high heels. That could be a storyline for the whole season.
Honestly, you could really get the entire cast, well, most of the cast of One Day at a Time, except for, of course, Bonnie Franklin.
They're all dead, aren't they?
No, just Bonnie Franklin. No, just Bonnie Franklin.
No, so is one of the daughters.
One of the daughters?
I think so.
Schneider is dead.
I think Schneider's alive.
No,
Schneider,
I think he's dead.
Schneider will always be alive. Schneider lives in all of us.
Ew, that's disgusting.
He's like herpes. You could put something on him, but it'll come popping back up at some point.
Schneider was the master of someone opening a door, and there's Schneider with one hand up on the door frame, being like, hello, I'm here.
I know, him and Larry from Three's Company. Woof, that man, I'll tell you, what timing.
Yeah, they know. They know what's up.
Matt, you're supposed to be stopping this. Would you please pay attention and do your job?
We're going
to
keep talking about sitcoms until Matt comes back.
I have no problem with talking about sitcoms, but we should really talk about the Richard sisters and how much we hate Kyle. I set you up for that, and nobody followed up with, I hate her too.
It's my fault. I took it in the sitcom direction. As I'm want, that's my disease.
Okay,
well,
how much do you
I'm
hate
really
Kyle?
I'm really glad. Okay, I don't really hate Kyle. I'm actually really the thing that I've hated about Kyle this past season is that last year she got a lot of shit for being mean to Lisa at the reunion. And so this year she was on her best behavior and not fighting with anybody. And she was kind of doing, you know, she was kind of doing like shady stuff to get people to fight each other, but she wasn't actually fighting anybody. But now I really like that Brandy has pushed her so far that you know she's fighting this season, which I like. So
and you know
that's
what?
The Kyle I like.
And by the way, I call bullshit on this, all this bullying nonsense, because let's not forget season 2 of Kim and Kyle bullying Brandy, like pointing their fingers in her face, hiding her crutches when she was incapacitated.
That was hilarious.
You
want
to talk about bullying? That's bullying. So I'm sorry, what goes around comes around, bitch.
No, that's not bullying, you guys, because Brandy said that Kim was doing meth, and so Kim is the victim in all of that. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
And please don't forget that it's actually called bullying.
Bullying.
And the only person that's ever been bullied is Alexis Bulino.
Bulino. On her trampoline.
Okay, moving on. In the past few weeks, obviously, we've had a lot of issues with the Real Housewives of New York. Who's going to be in? Who's going to be out? Apparently, Luann is officially in.
Of course.
Does that matter? I say yes, it does matter.
Absolutely. Luann has to be there.
That's what I say. Luann and Ramona are going to have to be there until the end of time. And if they ever try to make Luann a friend of the Housewives, I'm done. I'm not even kidding you. I'm done.
That's bullshit if they do that. Because Luann is one of a kind. You know, we have a lot of – there are a bunch of generic Housewives floating about. You know, they're kind of interchangeable, just nouveau riche tacky women. But Luann, she's the only truly haughty Housewife that's out there. And I love her for that. And God bless her for having passed out teenagers in her hedges. She deserves them.
Yeah,
she does.
I think that, and I mean that in a good way. That's a compliment.
She deserves to have a racist daughter / artist.
Yeah, I liked her daughter's art, though. I will say, I liked it.
Well, the article I'm reading is saying that she's coming back in a limited role.
Yeah, but then she's tweeting like that she's not in a limited role.
I'm just imagining her arriving in a giant like Kaiser role. She's like, I'm sorry, you can't have this role. It's very limited.
Yeah,
limited edition role. she arrives in a dinner role.
Well, yeah, apparently, like, okay, so one of the...
I'm being served in a rosemary focaccia. Thank you very much. The reports are wrong.
I'm in a Hawaii bun.
Oh my God, I hate Hawaiian bread. It's disgusting. No,
I think I like it. I don't know. I haven't had it enough. But I saw a commercial for it 2 days ago, and it's been on my mind.
There are billboards for it all over LA now. I'm like, please stop.
Why are they doing that? Don't they know no one eats carbs in LA?
So true. So anyway, Luann was saying, I heard this other thing, that she was willing to take a pay cut because of the power of the show in order to launch people's products. And I don't know if any of you have seen this, but Luann now has like a cheap, tacky ass like plastic dish line that she's hawking on QVC, I believe. And I think that she thinks that's going to really take off and make her a millionaire again. So she's willing to get less money on the show in order to sell her her housewares.
I'm not even joking. I want it. I want it right now.
Oh my God. Stop the presses.
I need to have plates in my apartment. When people say, what are these plates? I'm like, they're from the Countess Luann de Lesseps collection. I have to have that.
You know, they're just like those princess dye plates you used to be able to buy on infomercials, except with Luann's face.
Even better.
Be like pictures of Luann with blonde princess dye hair running from Pabst.
I'm seriously looking up her plates right now.
I
want to see how much they cost.
She should have been cast to play Princess Diana in the new film that's coming out, not Naomi Watts.
I'm looking up Luann de Lesseps plates.
Okay, in breaking news, Andy Cohen is now starting to post selfies on his Instagram photo with a beard, and he's getting that camera so close to his face, and he's already cross-eyed. This is making me sick to my stomach. Ben, we have to out-selfie Andy Cohen.
We can do it, Matt. I think we can do it.
Just post one right now. Just give me one right now.
I
need it.
All right, let me post one. I gotta take a picture of myself right now.
I want a picture of you with Luann's plates as a selfie.
I don't have her plate yet.
You can pose with it on a computer screen.
It's called Countess Luann's New Tabletop Collection.
That's too far,
there's no pictures of herself, but red is in as far as dishware goes because everything's like a red pattern. Huh. And they are very plasticky, and they are going to look amazing on the TJ Maxx clearance rack right next to the Valerie Bertinelli comforter.
What's the price point, may I ask?
I don't know. I'm looking at momtrends.com, so you know this shit is for real.
Yeah.
Do you have that shit bookmarked? Do you really have momtrends.com on your bookmarks?
Yeah. That's how I started because my breasts were uneven, and I was Googling my breasts were uneven, and I learned that I have to feed Bueller with both sides evenly. If it wasn't for this website, I would still be only feeding out of my right boob, and my left boob would be giant. So thank you, Mom Trans.
I'm throwing up right now.
I'm taking my selfie, Matt, and there's something wrong with my front-facing camera. There's like a smudge on it, so I've got like serious Barbara Walters thing going on right now. Plus, I'm really backlit, so it looks like I'm arriving from heaven. Seriously, I'm putting it up right now.
Guys, there's a really important alert that I've got to tell you about. One of Luann's plates designs has a seahorse on it. Okay, what does that mean?
Yes, done. What does it mean? Done. That means it's going in my cupboard immediately. That means I'm serving very fancy food on it.
Can we please, do you guys think that we could like get a Kickstarter together and maybe make some money so that we could podcast live from where's that place that they always go in the winter? St. Bart's, or where do they go?
It's certainly not Quag. Yeah, St. Bart's.
It's certainly not Quag. We need to be in St. Bart's. We just do.
Okay.
Make this happen. Somebody make this happen. Make a Kickstarter happen.
Yeah. So one of you people must know someone who is like, who works at like Expedia or Travelocity or someplace that needs some publicity, and we'll talk it up if they sponsor us to go to St. Bart's for just a weekend. I mean, they don't even have to put up a sign for Reed. We can just, we'll just go. No complaints.
Just play them one of our Sherry's Berries ads or Shave Club ads. They'll totally be in.
Yeah, exactly.
That should convince them. Okay, a few other things before we move on, because people, we've been talking way too long and not getting into any of the good stuff. Teresa Giudice is launching a line of food after the success of her cookbooks Discuss.
So like a line of, what do you mean? Like space food where it's all dehydrated and maybe you can rehydrate it in space?
I think it'd be designer coming.
Yeah, designer ingredients is too. It's going to be like a big meatball that's in a can.
What flavored cumin would you like?
So, wait. So, is she going to have like a frozen food line?
I don't think she even understands what a freezer is. And that's not a commentary on how fresh her food is. She just doesn't understand modern technology.
I'm sure her husband has a freezer full of dead bodies in that nasty-ass garage.
Oh, yeah,
and hookers. Carry them back. I'm sure he leaves all the bodies in the woods where he found them and then blames somebody else who looks like him. He's like, what? Maybe it was my brother. That's like his defense now.
Yeah.
So she's going to have a line of food. I think Teresa should have a whole line of Rosetta Stone tapes that kind of teach you English from Teresa's
English for non-English speakers.
Yeah, like English is a second language.
Yeah.
Like Jersey English.
Jersey English. Yeah, Jersey English.
Yeah.
Well, good for her. I hope that she has a cannoli kit to compete with Kathy's.
Oh, my God. The fact that
Kathy is still on the upcoming season is a miracle. She does nothing.
The gossip was that she was not going to be on this season, but, you know, that just goes to show that the gossip isn't always right.
Well, as I learned from watching the New Jersey special with all the women, the secrets of the women or whatever, I think she's back on because she finally started yelling at Teresa in the finale or in the reunion.
Smart move, lady. That's the way to keep your job.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so what is happening on these shows? I'm sick of gossip. This is all stupid. And Teresa has a food line. That's worse than Chef Boyardee having a food line. I quit.
It's worse than Chef Roble having a show. Mm.
I guarantee they're not even going through the FDA on this, by the way. I'm sure Juicy Joe is like, who needs the FDA? We'll just, put it in a box and, put it in a store.
Who cares?
Come on. Yeah. Who needs the FDA? You know, they're just a bunch of jokers there. They don't know.
Okay, where do we want to start? Let's just go to Married to Medicine Reunion Part 1 because it was more delicious than anything Teresa could ever cook.
That was a great reunion. Great, great, great. I'm so excited for it. The second part is tonight.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, they're fast tracking it because it's so delicious. But I will tell you this. You know, I have been a fan of Quad since day one because, you know, she says all of the best quotes of the entire season. But the fact that she is with Team Mariah makes me sick.
I know. I love Quad, but Mariah is the worst. She is the worst. And I tell you, I love the way Dr. Jackie condescended to Mariah towards the end of the show.
It was the best thing ever.
Considering that Dr. Jackie is the only one who does not have kids up there or who can't have kids, she certainly knows how to parent better than the rest of them. She was putting Mariah, she's like, I'm not going to speak until you're finished. I'm not going to speak until you're finished. It was so condescending but so appropriate. Oh, I loved it.
Well, Mariah was totally the Teresa Giudice of the reunion. She kept saying no and lying, and then Andy had to keep calling her out on like lying because everything that comes out of her mouth is a damn lie. And didn't Teresa even mock somebody for not being able to have a baby?
Yes.
Who was it?
Yeah.
Didn't she say to, oh my God, it was years ago, but she was saying like, oh, who was it?
Danielle,
Ben?
Jacqueline was having some issues with her pregnancy back in the
day. Yeah, but it was something like to someone who couldn't have a baby or something. I was like, ouch. Or wasn't it to Lauren? She was like, what do you know? I don't know. It was somebody that she was like, you don't even have a family. So I was like, wow. Mariah.
You have egg salad.
Is it like when Teresa called Karen like, blubba, blubba, and more blubba?
Well,
she's like, I'm a very nice person.
I know this is from last week, but I don't think I talked about this one. When Andy got on her about calling calling Jacqueline, I mean, calling Caroline fat. And Teresa's answer was, well, you know, she said something to me and I looked over at her and all I saw was three rolls. So that's what I said. I saw it and I said it.
She's a very literal woman.
Yes. That was her answer. She's like, that's just the first thing I saw. So there you go. Okay, next. Great answer.
Okay, so questions for you guys. Yes. Married to Medicine had a reunion show. We typically only see these reunions for the housewives, but you know, then we started to see them every once in a while for Top Chef, and obviously we had an amazing run with Vanderpump Rules where we got multiple reunion episodes. Do you guys think that all of the Bravo shows that we're obsessed with should have these reunions, or do you think it really belongs just in the housewives wheelhouse?
I think any show that has an ensemble of people that are fighting all season long, then you have to have a reunion. I don't think
that is every show on Bravo.
Well, you don't need it for $1 Million Listing or for The Decorators, or, you know, not every show needs it.
Tabitha or The Millionaire Fat Maker.
Yeah, or Below Deck, you know, but I think that for when there's like a fight that involves a glass being thrown, a purse being swung, and things winding up in a pool, you need to have a reunion.
Yeah, or like somebody not being invited somewhere or being uninvited. Or maybe people had a party, but they had bad party favors and then they fought about it all year. That needs to have a reunion.
And you especially need to have a reunion if you want to find out if someone is a pure lady or not. As in the case of Carrie.
A pure lady.
I have been trying to be a pure lady for 20 years.
What's your definition of a pure lady?
My definition of a pure lady is someone that does not eat food and does not need a party planner to arrange a party for Duncan.
Ooh, Miss Carrie pure. Yeah, Miss Carrie. You pure, girl. You pure.
I never said I was pure. I never said I was pure.
You as pure as pee after I drank water for 10 days straight. That's how pure you is. You pure like a water filter that I bought to spell pure, but it's spelled wrong without an E at the end.
The fact that you would bring up water filters when I've had a personal struggle with Brita for 20 years is unacceptable to me, girl, and shows you are not a pure lady yourself.
Girl, you as pure as my eye after I put a Visine in there and I can see straight again, because that's how pure you is.
Those people do not make any sense. Okay, that's my complaint about the reunion. Quad and Mariah sit there, and this is all they do. Okay, do you remember when I told you about when I had Fashion Queens on and I was sitting on the pot in the bathroom in the other room and all I could hear was like their voices through the door?
You just that hear is like cooing and cawing back and forth, and there are no words, there are no sentences, there are no points made. It's just
ooh, girl. It's like, ooh, ooh, you pure lady. Ooh, where your dwarves at? Where your dwarves at?
Yeah, it's too much. Those girls do not make any sense. And even when they had them, they're like, ooh, this is the dressing room cam. And it was Quad and Mariah. And they're like, girl, what do you think about Miss Carrie? Girl, Miss Carrie is fierce. She's shiesty and shady. Miss Carrie got eyes. Ooh, did you see her hair? She sure got hair, girl. Hair.
Like, it's the same problem.
As three homosexual men, we love us some sassy black females that can give shade, give a good sound bite, have a cat fight, and be hilarious. However, these women are such drag queen psychopaths that I am almost like I almost cannot handle it. I'm not even kidding.
It took me three episodes for me to realize I wasn't watching RuPaul's Drag Race. I mean, it's that close. It reminds me of actually back, you know, on America's Next Top Model when Miss J. Alexander was a judge, and he would just sit there up on the panel and be like, ooh, she got a real boo, boo, boo in the boo, boo, boo. And then we'll be like, oh, Miss J, you're hilarious. I'm like, no, he just made noises. that's what it is like. Although I do think Quad is funny. I think she actually says funny things.
Yeah, but she is losing points fast by hanging out with Mariah. I mean, Mariah is awful, but do you think Quad is kissing her ass because Mariah is the producer of the show?
No, I think that Quad is just being loyal, and because Quad already has a beef with Toya. And by the way, I was so happy that during the reunion, Toya said, I have came here. She did it during the reunion. I was like, yes, yes.
She was never going to let you down in the fucked up grammar department.
Well, I loved how they all misused the word projecting. There was one part where someone asked Toya about something, and she's like, "Oh, I think that Quara's projecting." And then Mariah's like, "Well, no, I think you're projecting, because, you know, every time you mention Quad, or, you know, you just project onto me a question about such." I'm like, "That's not the use of project. That's not project."
Yeah, they don't know English. And watching Andy, first of all, why did Andy have a desk? Is that just it? Does he know he's being ironic?
I'm surprised that the desk wasn't made out of like a gurney. I don't know. It was like all the background was like Bunsen burners and beakers, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I also have to give a shout out to Quad for really being able to hide more stuff than we've ever seen before behind
the enough of that
it
shit.
It was like, I thought she was going to pull out like a burrito at one point, maybe one of those like 9 foot long subs from Subway, like every 2 seconds.
Ben, there's a part two. She's probably going to pull out a lemon to squeeze on Dr. Jackie. You know, there's tons more behind that pillow. And I guarantee you, besides part two of the reunion, there's going to be lost footage and there will be more shit pulled out of there.
She has like one of those Roger Rabbit black hole things, or Harry Potter, like you reach into it and it's you can fit like a car in there.
She has a sign for everything. It's like scandalous. I wish that she had one of those signs that they put outside of churches where they put new sayings on it every week. Like,
yeah,
God is trying to tell you something, you know, like have that. And then while everyone else is talking, she could just be up there putting a letter on one at a time to make a point.
With the thing. But the best part is that her timing was so slow because she had so much stuff behind there. It took her forever to find the proper sign.
Yeah.
So Toya would be like, "No, I haven't done that. I don't drink and drive. I don't know. I would never say anything like that." And then you cut to Quad, and she's like rifling back there. Like, and then finally, like 5 minutes later, she's like, "Delusional, delusional." Like, Toya's not even talking. We're at a commercial break, you know.
And everyone's just shaking their head, like, "Oh, we moved on."
Yeah.
She's can like, one
that,
of you
that
please?
Calls from my sign. Shiesty is as Shiesty did it.
Can one of you please? I know that you guys do some Quad, you do some Carrie, you do a little Mariah, but can somebody please give me some Simone delivering my favorite line of Reunion Part One? Don't you lie up on me?
Don't you lie up on me? Don't you lie up on me?
I know she did a good job at staying calm all season. She sure kind of blew it in this one. It was awesome.
Yeah. Have you lying on me?
Well, it was kind of funny. It's because it's like
you lie on me.
Carrie and Simone were both seated on both sides of Toya, and it was kind of like two teams pitted against each other, obviously with Jackie being out in, you know, Nowheresville because she's not really on the show, but
silence,
you know, both present. But both Carrie and Simone, essentially all episode, were going like, "We were really never support Toya, who they're sitting right next to. We just weren't going to back you up, Mariah." And, you know, poor Toya is sitting there. And I'm like, actually, both of these women hate you, too.
Yeah. Toya has no idea
what's going on. But Toya's too stupid. She just keeps nodding and going, "I appreciate that."
She's like, "I like this chair." That.
Yeah.
Carrie's like, "I never said that. That was Toya. Don't put me with Toya. I've had a personal struggle being put in with Toya for 20 years, and I will not stand for it anymore."
That I think now that we're talking about Toya and drunk driving you mentioned, we have to talk about the newest development, which is hilarious. When they started fighting about Quad's allegations that Toya was pulled over for drunk driving with her kids in the car, and Toya's response is, "No, that's just recent. My DUI is recent. That happened way after that scene. You was talking about another scene." I was like, "Oh, Toya, you're making this worse for yourself." So after being called a drunk on national TV, you went out and got a DUI?
And then Quad is going like, "Well, now I ain't the only one with a mugshot." Like, okay. You keep bringing up the fact that you have a mugshot.
Hilarious. Well,
my God.
Mariah ruined that whole storyline. Did we talk about this last week? Someone on our page alerted us to this. But Mariah is the producer, and the big finale secret that came out was that Quad had a mugshot. And they went back and let Quad reshoot with her husband to make it look like they had that whole scene about them being okay with their mugshots. You remember how they had that scene at the very beginning?
Yes.
And so she kind of ruined the surprise. So I guess that Quad was smart to be nice to her because, you know, it took a lot of the sting out of it. No one cared by the time it actually came out.
Yeah, exactly. And no one, I mean, even if we didn't have that scene earlier on, I mean, would anyone be really surprised that Quad had a mugshot? Her name is
Quad. I'm surprised she doesn't have three more than Lindsay Lohan, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And by the way, speaking of Quad, I also loved the juicy tidbit that came out that Phaedra Parks used to boink her husband.
Yeah,
Ew, the pinhead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the guy who speaks like this, huh?
Yeah.
I'm a psychiatrist.
She'd be like, uh-huh, mm-hmm. Like, and he'd be like, yeah, uh-huh, that's right. She'd be like, uh-huh.
Is this the hood of Pops in Paris?
Okay, why does she keep saying that? Seriously, I feel like that's in a constant loop.
Because it was hilarious and they show it in every clip.
Like, why is that a defense? Like, oh, like, that I don't understand. I don't understand.
I love how every time we start talking about this show, we're like, oh my god, we love this show so much. And 5 minutes later, we're like, why are we watching this shit?
Well, of course, I thought it was a great reunion. I thought they were really funny the entire time and attacking each other in ridiculous ways. We've only mentioned, we've only scratched the surface, and we can't even get even further. I can't even remember half the stuff that was happening, but I remember watching it and thinking, like, even just with Carrie alone, like, everything she was saying was just cracking me up. Like, every 2 minutes I was laughing. But my favorite part of the entire thing happened at the very, very, very end. We even made it the cover image of our Facebook page, which you should like.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Lucy, Mariah's mom, comes out, and she's all smiles and everything. She takes a seat, and Handy's like, so how are you doing, Lucy? And she has this look on her face like, I'm going to kill you right now. She has the most ghetto, angry mom look ever.
And I love that. He's like, so what? How do you feel? And she's like, she a lie. She a black hole of despair. She a uneaten chicken wing. She a piece of trash. She a dead animal in the street you want to run over again so it'll disappear itself into the concrete.
Does she also look like her? Does her? Is it just me or does her jaw look slightly unhinged?
I think everything about her is slightly unhinged.
That is true.
She's got that mean. She's got that angry pout, and her giant lip is like jutting out. Ugh. She looks. Who did we used to say was Pearl from 227? Because her picture looked like Pearl while now married. She looks like a really disappointed Pearl.
Her wig is also the worst wig I've ever seen in the history of America, and it's worse than Amanda Bynes' wig. Is that? Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Someone can do a Photoshop swap of their faces. That'd be great. Amanda Bynes.
Mary.
And Lucy.
Oh.
Mary.
Mary. It's hot out here, Mary. I ain't looking at you. I'm just looking at my window, Mary. So, that was a pretty good episode. And how many reunions are they going to have? Two or three?
I hope seven.
I think it's just going to be two. But do you think the husbands will come on?
No. They would have shown it, don't you think?
That's true.
The husbands are respectable doctors, Ben, okay? They are very respectable. I don't know if you've heard that, but...
Very, very respectable, especially the psychiatrists.
Yeah, especially Toya's husband, who was like, tell the bitch not to come. That's what you put on the invitation. Tell the bitch not. Say, bitch, don't come.
Can I just say one other horrible thing that I don't understand? What is up with this word trifling, and is it really a word?
Yeah, it's a word. It's been part of slang for about 7 years or so.
Yeah, but where is this from? Because every time I hear trifling, I start thinking of like truffles, and then it's tiramisu, and I'm like, isn't there like a dessert called a trifle?
Yes, added it to this Memorial Day party I was at yesterday. And
okay, well, what is trifling?
I was like, what
about?
Is this? And they said, this is trifle. And I was like, oh my God, this is so trifling. And nobody laughed.
What is it? What is trifling? You a trifling hoe.
Trifling, like you are like... You're just like
a low-down, dirty scoundrel?
Yeah, it's like, it's just the way the intonation is almost what the definition is. Like, you're just like some, like, petty-ass, stupid, like, no-good hoe. That's what
trifling, it's an adjective which means unimportant or trivial. Okay?
Yeah.
Synonyms are trivial, petty, insignificant, piddling, and paltry.
Yeah.
All right, guys? Everybody understand?
Yeah.
The Urban Dictionary version is dishonest, shady, secretive, a player, all talk without following through, not worthy of trust.
Please use it in a sentence as Quad. Go.
You a trifling fool! You were supposed to call me, but you done trifling all day. I'm sitting here by my phone. Nobody answering the phone, girl!
Okay.
Yeah, is that convincing to you, Matt? That, do you feel educated?
It was satisfactory. I would prefer, Ben, you to use it as, you know, one of your favorite characters, perhaps Carrie.
I will not tolerate anyone who does not act like a pure lady. I will not speak with someone who acts like a trifling hoe.
Perfect. That may,
I
you
didn't
know,
call
it's,
you
it's
a trifling hoe. Yeah.
It's classier when it's said by
Carrie. I didn't call
Carrie.
You a trifling whore. I suggested you stop acting like one. Oh, okay. Huge difference. But I like that Quad said that she never sent her a text calling her a whore. And you know what? I believe Quad, because I think that Carrie was being a Paul Bunyan and being like, I told her not to act like a, you know, stop acting like a common whore. But I don't think she actually said that, because bitch would be in the ground right now if that was in that email.
She was busy dealing with Duncan's endowment.
She probably got her text messages confused and sent it to the person, whoever the baker was, that made that single tier cake for Duncan.
And what is this fake ass show where they're all pretending to fight, but then Toya's secret dressing room footage, her secret camera footage, she was like, those bitches be knocking on my door at 3 a.m. And she's and Carrie's
no,
like,
no, no,
they
I think they were in a hotel. They're in a hotel.
They were in a hotel. I could see Quad and Mariah getting up in the middle of the night in their jammies and going to fuck with Toya.
I know, but my thing is, Carrie's like, when did they do that? And she's like, last night after we were at dinner. So I was like, you guys were all sitting there to dinner laughing, and then they were fucking with you in the middle of the night, and today you're pretending to hate each other. Shut up.
She's like, luckily I was already up because I was doing some research about the drug Khazar. I have came here to this hotel to read about the Khazar, and I want to learn more about psychology.
Oh, poor stupid Toya. Okay, are we done with that show? What else do
we let's go to OC.
OC.
You guys, Tamara's life has been so hard, you guys. No one told her that they loved her, which led to her being a slut in high school, which led to her getting pregnant, which led to her getting an early marriage, an early divorce, which led to her almost killing herself, which led to her marrying a terrible husband the second time. So this is all her mom's fault, you guys. So she's horrible because of her mom.
How do you think Tamara tried to commit suicide?
She said with pills.
Yeah, but vagina. Okay. I don't know what to say after that, except I want to talk about those Kegel balls that, quote, that Dr. Simone had earlier this season, and I wish that you had that audio clip queued up right now.
Here's how I think Tamara tried to kill herself.
You would put those vibrating balls in your vagina.
Sorry, a little late. I was out of Quad time frame there.
Yeah, I threw you one. So Tamara used pills, but was it Dexatrim or what?
I think there were pills called Not Hard Enough. Because, first of all, you should not be bragging that you tried to kill yourself and you couldn't even do that right, all right? And stop bragging that you were killing yourself. Like, that gives you some... That's like those homeless people on Chopped who are like, well, I was homeless. What are you so fucking proud about? You were homeless. Stop bragging about it on TV, Tamara, that you were about to kill yourself. That just makes you look weak, and it makes you look like you can't follow instructions. How about just not being a bitch?
They probably weren't even pills. It was probably like Flintstone Kids vitamins or something like that.
Yeah, she totally like cut her finger and missed a vein. She's an idiot. I don't believe it.
Well, I love
She's
that
too selfish to ever kill herself.
Here's the thing. I was just going to say that. She loves herself way too damn much to ever consider killing herself.
Well, I love that these people showed up just wanting to hear about, like, how to open up a business. And she's like, and then I had a baby at 17, and then I tried to commit suicide, and then no one ever loved me. And they're like,
Why would she ever invite her mother to sit in the crowd and then essentially say, you are the worst mom in America, and point a finger at her?
Because she said she did it on purpose. She said once she knew, I mean, she literally said, once I knew what my speech was going to be, I thought it might be good to have my mom there because she needs to hear this. God.
Right, because that is a proper forum to tell your mom about all of the demons in your closet and why she ruined your life on stage with a microphone.
Yep.
by the way, in a hooker dress, because the best way to address people about being a strong businesswoman is to wear a mini dress with a keyhole cutout so your tits can hang out.
Yeah, and also being on a really cheesy show on Bravo that you fucking lucked into is not being an entrepreneur, okay, bitch? Like, and how about you have a successful business and then give a speech?
Yeah, and by the way,
sorry, but Vicky Gunvalson should have been up there.
Yeah, and what sort of convention has Tamara Barney as their keynote speaker?
Ben, it's Orange County. It's really...
No, it was Los Angeles. It was the L.A. Convention Center. This is like the third week in a row that they've come up to L.A. They've invaded our space.
Maybe it was for that porn convention they have every year, and they just didn't want to...
I actually think you're right. I think it was like AdultCon. You know how that takes over the convention center? It was either that or like the car show.
No, it's probably like a boat show, even worse.
Oh, that's true. They do have that there.
It's probably like a mattress convention, mattress expo.
Okay, what else are we going to talk about? I want to talk about Gretchen crying about her broken vagina.
It's like lush and plump on the inside because she has a pervy doctor.
I don't believe that for a second. I blame her, not Slade's vasectomy.
Well, I love that the doctor was like, there's nothing worse than listening to your eggs crack. Like, wow.
I have a question about vasectomies. When you have a vasectomy, is he able to, like, ejaculate? No, right? Because he's tied off.
Yeah,
what? Why would any man ever do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, how does...
They don't keep having babies that they can...
Wait, okay, but here's the question. Does stuff still, like, come out, but just not, like...
Stuff does come out, but...
It's just clear.
Then what color is it, and how does it taste?
It's clear, and I don't know what it tastes like, but I'd imagine like it needs a little piña colada mix in it, like every other sperm.
So it tastes a little less baby-ish.
Ew, what?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know anybody with a vasectomy.
I don't either. Well, I do actually, but it was clear. Okay, I've only been there one time, but it was clear, and I think it's like just like regular sperm, but missing the white part.
So it's just like pre-C.
Yeah.
But that has... That can have sperm in it, though.
It can? So can you get pregnant off pre-C?
Of course. No. You can get an STD off of pre-C mash.
Shut your face. I didn't know that. Oh, my God. I'm in danger. I have to leave this podcast right...
Pre-C is still C. It's just it's a little bit ahead of the rest of the gang.
So pre-C is actually really C, but like diet C, like a little bit lighter?
No, it's not even diet C. Yeah, it's not diet.
It's just like regular C, except it's made with saccharin.
You know what it's like? It's like if you opened up your C bottle and you opened up slowly and a little bit like squirted out first, and then you let the fizz die down, and then you opened it up and then drank the rest of the C bottle.
So it's still potent C, but just less potent C.
No, it's like it's sushi without the eggs around it.
It's like the first few drips, Matt. It's the exact same thing as C. It's not.
It's so like, a Snickers bar. Okay. It's like a Snickers bar without the nuts. So it's like a Milky Way compared to a
Snickers. Isn't that like an Almond Joy or a Mounds?
Well, I think as Slade could say, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Wow. So there's still little fish in the pre-C.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, let me explain something. Because I'm neurotic and a hypochondriac, I'm very up on things like STDs and how you can get them. And pre-C is just like regular C. It's just the first stuff that's dribbled out. It's not any less potent. It's the same stuff. It's just it's a smaller amount. So the chances are probably.
But what if you're a really big pre-C-er?
Well, then
are you?
You just have more of it coming out. I don't know. Then you're just upping your chances.
Wow.
Sorry, Matt.
I just need to leave this podcast and get to a clinic, minute clinic right now.
All I gotta say is this conversation certainly makes me pre-C, that's for sure.
So take a selfie of that.
This is our pre-cancellation podcast.
Can we blame Slade for this conversation? Because we are now in this awful place because of Slade.
I think that we should blame Slade for everything. In fact, yesterday I was apologizing to vets for fighting for this country, and we still have things like Slade here.
Yeah. Why don't we put, you know, I just saw Star Trek. Why don't we put Slade in a torpedo instead of a super evolved human alien thing and put Slade in there and shoot him off to space? How about that instead?
Spoiler alert.
It's not really a spoiler. It's like a stupid thing in the middle of the movie.
Forget it. Star Trek just lost my $15.
It would only be a spoiler because Slade ruins everything, including a Star Trek movie. So you can't put Slade in a Star Trek torpedo because he would just ruin the movie then.
Outfit Slade was wearing? Didn't he look like a butler, like a fancy butler at some point in the episode?
He is a, Well, he takes his fashion cues from the trinkets that Gretchen gets from Ross Dress for Less. She's like, ooh, guys. I got a little butler. I'm putting it in my kitchen. He's like, oh, I'll dress like that.
I know we say this every week, but listening to stupid Gretchen whine and complain about wanting to give her husband the gift of a baby when he's got one that he's not taking care of across the country that's dying.
It's kills disgusting.
Me. It kills me. It's killing me. Well, and I really hope that Tammy Sue turns against this bitch really fast because Gretchen has had it way too easy this season.
Don't you see the tide turning? I feel like there's no way this season can end without Tammy Sue snatching that fake bracelet or taking the bracelet off that Gretchen gave to her and going, no, I'm back on Team Vicky.
I think that Gretchen is actually coming off as less likable than Tamara. I mean, we make fun of Tamara, but I find her still actually very entertaining to watch, and she really brings it. But Gretchen is just becoming so self-involved and so stupid, and she just thinks all this stuff is fascinating about her. I don't care. I don't want to see someone poking things up her vag. I don't care about that, Gretchen.
No, me neither. I like that she's like, that thing's so big. Is it going to go inside of me? How much of it? Slade, that thing's so big. I'm like, poor Slade and his little thumb wiener. All she could do is talk about that, how that little device was so giant.
I know. It's like, what does she have to compare to? Oh, poor Slade.
Poor Slade.
I just miss the days when we liked Gretchen. Back when everyone on the cast hated her, and she was sitting there alone in the world of Orange County. And
she was more fun when she was like owning her white trashness, and you know when Jeff was dying, she would be like, "I'm gonna go visit my white trash family by the lake, and I'm gonna put on Daisy Duke bikini top and go like pontooning." Like that's the Gretchen I miss.
I like that. She's like too glammed up now, and she just does stupid things. And I'm telling you,
I preferred
that's TJ Maxx.
I preferred her when old dying grandpas bought her motorcycles, not when Slade buys her, and by buys her, I mean leases her a Rolls Royce.
That she pays
under her own name that she signed the papers for the day before.
Clearly.
I agree. Let's see. So anything happened with Alexis? She bounced around on a trampoline, which was fun. That was good for her.
That was kind of funny when she was like, I can't just be bouncing around on a trampoline. Something could puncture or get sprained.
I like she's like, you know, I'm just trying to walk here, and I feel like these trampolines are bullying me. They're not letting me walk. They keep bouncing me off. Like, they're like, get off the floor. You can't be here. I'm going to throw you in the air. They're bullying me.
There is no way that chick has a shot at one more season on this show. She does nothing.
I know.
Yeah, she won't even show up.
At least they should, like, show us more of her acting class.
Also, please, enough with this fake mom, my mom's a drug addict storyline. The mom's so pathetic. She's like, I don't really appreciate you calling me a liar, honey. But you said you quit smoking. Well, I'm only smoking a little. So you're lying, you dumb bitch. Can we just move on?
If you popped out a baby that looked as hideous as Lydia, you would be doing drugs way fucking harder than pot.
Lydia's cute.
I think Lydia's cute. And by the way, I was also looking around Lydia's home because, you know, we like to trash all these women's homes and their decor. And by and large, they actually have really good taste. Like, there are a few things that are not great.
Ben,
but
it's because her husband is a homosexual and knows how to decorate.
That's true. They had some Eames chairs, you know? I mean, like, they know what's up. Although, I still can't get over their kids' names, Sterling and Maverick. It's just ridiculous. I think if you put those two kids' names together, you'd have a porn star.
Sterling
Maverick.
Or Maverick Sterling. Either works.
Yeah, I think I like Maverick Sterling.
You're either
a gay porn star or an evil surgeon on a daytime soap.
They're like a porn Voltron. You put them together and they become a porn star.
Maverick Sterling. Dun, dun, dun.
I think Sterling Maverick sounds more like a porn star. Maverick Sterling sounds more like evil surgeon.
Either way, I think they have a lot of precy.
Either way, I think Tom Skerritt should get involved.
Sterling Maverick sounds more like a brand. Maverick Sterling sounds more like a porn star.
Not that we know anything about that.
Everyone, you can vote on our Facebook page. What sounds more like a porn star, Maverick Sterling or Sterling Maverick? Please vote.
We're really reaching for the stars today.
We really are. So, Lydia, I think that storyline is going to be wrapped up because her husband was basically like, yeah, well, you know, your mom's like really cool and fun and like stop bothering her.
I know.
She's cool.
Who complains about their mom being like making them party too much as a teenager? That's crazy.
He's probably
actually,
like,
my mom kind of does that, but you know, so that's why I kind of never mind. I'm gonna overshare, and our listeners are gonna. It's hitting way too close to home because my mom will typically call me and be like, hey, your father and I are going out and we're partying and getting messed up and what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm watching TV. She's like, you're a loser. And then she hangs up the phone. So,
well, at least your mom calls you before. My mom calls me while she's drunk. She's like, hey, this is your mom. I just wanted to remind you, you're my life, okay? You're the blood that runs through my system, my body, my veins.
I still need to be invited. Do I have to pretend date you so that I can get an invite to Thanksgiving?
No, you can't pretend date me because I never date. They'll nail you down. They'll be like, hi, Matt, would you like to check out the guest closet? You're stuck here forever!
Then no.
Yeah, you don't want to be dragged into that. So anyway, Orange County, we have spent a lot of time on for it being so stupid. Nothing really happened.
We haven't. Yes,
show.
It did. Heather, we didn't even talk about Heather. How much we hate Heather. We can't say how much we hate her.
Okay, go ahead. By the way,
here's my thing that I sort of realized about Heather. It's so annoying that her opening title thing is that she says, whoever said that blondes have more fun haven't met me or hasn't met me.
It's somebody like, posted this on our Facebook page and it was hilarious. And the artwork on her children's hallways are math equations on chalkboards.
That's how fun
she is. That was so whichever one of you posted that on our Facebook page, that was brilliant because that goes along perfectly with what Ben is saying, how not fun this woman is.
She's so humorless and so lacking in being fun that it's amazing that that's her title. You know, that's her little saying.
And I love that he's like trying to apologize and he just can't word it right. Like he can't do anything right.
But he's Hallmark, like, well, can.
Yeah, he's like, babe, you know, maybe I was just a little jerky because maybe I was a little jealous of your time. No. Okay, babe, I've been a little sad. No. Okay, what do you want?
Excuse
me to say?
You haven't said hot in Cleveland 87 times within a 3-minute span. So you are not
woman.
Channeling your real Heather.
That sad, sad woman. Okay, so are you done talking about Heather?
I got nothing else to say except that she's humorless, but she can be turned with a stupid card.
Do you think that he would ever divorce her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Once the kids are older.
He should. Why? Why would you want to stick around while Colette is in this phase?
Because she's, you know, his wife is going to be like, I have an audition. I'm leaving the babies with you. And he'd be stuck with these damn babies. He needs to at least let them. Once they can poop on their own and stay home without a nanny, he'll be out of there. You know he's already getting dental hygienist wiener suckage.
A lot of pre-see in the OR.
Yeah, you know he's going like next door to the dentist place and getting some dental hygienist blowjob or something. I mean, what is his wife giving him? Nothing. Cold stares and gerbil eyes.
Is one of you sketching over there? I feel like I hear like a sketch being drawn.
No, I hear that too. I think it's Ronnie.
It is me. How'd you guys know?
Are you doing a scratch off lotto ticket?
No, well, it sounds like a mechanical pencil.
No, it's a pencil, but I sketched a lady, but she doesn't have a face, you guys. And I saw a TV movie once. That means that I was abused.
Why?
Discuss.
Why are you sketching ladies?
I don't know, you guys. I'm an artist. Right now, I just made a barn. And then I made a faceless lady, and then I made a lady wearing a hat, and then I made a guy with long hair wearing a Hawaiian skirt.
You should scan those in and post them on our page.
I'm thinking about taking
Doodles
a pottery class this summer. Would anybody take a pottery class with me?
No.
Absolutely not!
I'll take a cooking class with you.
I would do that before. Not pottery. What? Definitely not pottery, especially if it's that Color Me Mine.
That is not pottery. That is painting already pre-made ceramics.
That's true. It's a very, like, Alexis Bellino afternoon activity place. You know
yeah,
that she
pottery, I just feel like pottery is going to make me wish that I had a relationship like Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze had in Ghost, so I'm never going to have it, and then I'll start crying. And then my pottery will deflate, and I'll be like, I can't even make pottery right!
I don't okay, you know. The thing is, I don't
how are
love,
we not going to cry at cooking class?
We'll just be eating.
Could it be a Haitian cooking class?
No. Oh, although I did meet this girl who teaches cooking class yesterday, and she teaches Persian cooking.
Oh, that's so Persian.
Oh, my God. We just made some meat sticks.
We just made some dry cookies.
I was just going to say the dry cookies. Why'd you have to steal my line, you whore?
Homegirl wasn't fast enough. I'm like, homegirl, you got to hurry up if you could get your joke out with Reza in town. Hey, girl.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, okay, girl.
What else? No more Orange County. I hate them.
Oh, so, right, I watched this Newlyweds show because you guys have been yapping about
it. Are you not hooked on this yet? You have to get hooked.
I felt like it was 5 hours long. Oh, my God.
Is that a bad
thing? It's going to make you not want to get married.
It made me not want to get married. I will say our friend Lisa Timmons, she hails from the great state of Georgia, from Savannah. And she always talks about Savannah, and one of the storylines this week took place in Savannah, and I have to say, it was adorable. So Lisa, you're right. It's very cute. Let's see. What did I hate the least about the show? probably the gays. When the gays were dancing, that was hilarious.
Ben,
especially that
they are the worst.
I thought you said last week that they're the best.
No, I've said from the beginning that I've hated them with all of my being.
No, they were like the most pleasant couple, I thought.
What is wrong with you? Maybe I'm the only self-hater on this panel.
Ugh, the rest of the people were just terrible. Terrible people. Terrible.
Well, okay, what ended up happening, because I only watched the first half this week because it was like 3 and we had a podcast, and I was like, I could watch the rest of this or I could go take a nap for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Some doctor told the Trezina lady, whatever, that she needs to hurry up and have babies
because she's
getting old. And he said it in a like a really like curt, inappropriate way.
She's like, yeah, you're basically going to be ancient. And then she was...
Oh, wait. She's the one who said it's going to hurt when your eggs crack.
Yeah,
it
she was the one.
Wasn't Gretchen's baby. I'm sorry. That's just recycled Bravo storyline. Sorry, everybody.
We had two inappropriate fertility doctors in one night. But the other... First of all, I can't even talk about Tarzu and his lady, but without mentioning their hideous pillows that they have in bed. Did you notice those pillows?
They're terrible.
Like crazy color. They were like from like the Mylar collection from JCPenney. Like,
what would Martin Lawrence Ballard think of those pillows?
Oh, they're ravishing. Oh, I love them. I want to take one down to Fresh Easy and sit on it and pick out the free samples that they have around the corner. It was disgusting. Disgusting. And then she's sitting there making a fertility calendar using like this hideous sparkle pen thing that's like reserved for you're supposed to like I think that's like the stuff that you put on like a t-shirt when you're like 7 years old and you think it looks cool, you know? Ugh.
Yeah.
I just hated everything about that stupid girl.
Yeah, that girl's really, really horrible. And she
he
has
is
such
too
a cute
hot for
husband.
Her.
I
exactly.
know.
Exactly. He is way too hot for her.
And he's got a cute friend too. But
ooh, who's his friend? I didn't see that part.
His like they like modeled together back in the day and they were like at the gym broing out. But they
next models are like right on the verge of getting old. I love it. They're so accessible.
Oh, it's like Vanderpump Rules all over again.
Yeah.
Nothing is that good.
So that's what happened with them. And then we had
Alaska.
Alaska. Now here's Alaska. All right. He's an asshole. He is just an asshole. And a drive.
Uh-oh, there's been a pause. There's been a pause in the Skypage. Please wait and hold for Ben Mandelker and Matt Whitfield to return. Right now, you're with me, Ronnie Karam, as we wait. Both men, Ben Mandelker.
I'm here. I'm back.
Well, welcome back, Ben. We're just waiting for our satellite feed to come back of Matt Whitfield, who should be back any minute. In the meantime, I was just giving a news update.
Well, I was babbling on. I don't know if you got it. You might just have heard just radio dead air on the podcast. I was saying that Alaska, he's like, you know, I think he's really cute, but he's such an asshole. He's such an asshole. And his wife seems super cool, and she's got good taste. And I liked her little love seat that she brought in. Although I do agree, it should not be the main couch of the apartment. It's too small, way too small. But, like, why not have both?
Okay, well, this is the woman who wouldn't let her bridesmaids be in her wedding because they were too fat, so she kept
which we
them.
Agreed with, which we agreed with.
No, ooh, I didn't, because I believe that your bridesmaids should be fat. I believe that was
Wait,
opinion.
Actually, that's true. What, I think that you swayed me by the end because you want to look better as the bride, so get super fat bridesmaids.
Yeah, I've never been to a wedding where the pretty girls are actually bridesmaids. They're all fat, and if they are skinny, and not to say that fat girls, you know what I mean. But the ones who are skinny, like the maid of honor is usually skinny, and she has really terrible hair because the bride makes sure that the gay gives her a terrible haircut so she can still upstage her in some way.
Yeah. Well, and the maid of honor can be skinny, but she has to be single and bitter.
Yeah, and have like chlamydia.
Yeah.
So that's so that's that girl, Kim. So she's an idiot, and also she said that she believed that she's super Christian, so she believes that her husband should have all the power in the relationship, and she's just going to be a good little wife and do whatever he says.
Is that a Christian thing? What kind of thing is that, really?
It's an idiot thing.
I mean, it's like just like a basic old-fashioned thing. My parents did that, and that's why I laugh at this couple, because my parents used to do that. My dad would say, you know, at the end of the day, the decision's mine. My mom would be like, yes, your father's the man of the house. Well, we all know that's bullshit. Everyone who knows my family knows that my mom runs that shit. It's like she's just saying that so my dad can feel like a man for like the 2 seconds she's not holding his balls in a vice.
But isn't there a way to have
quote of the podcast?
Isn't there some way to make a man feel like the man of the house, or can't you be the man of the house without being an asshole, without being a dick? It doesn't have to be a dictatorship.
No, because that's how his dad was to his mom, and his mom never said anything, and he was just being tough like his dad. It's like,
but I'm
really?
Talking about Alaska. You know, when Alaska says,
me too,
"Oh, I'm
that, me too." That's what Alaska says. He's like that because his dad was the controlling one in their family.
Like, well, he's just like a real dick. Like, he's like going off to LA, and she's like, what's your itinerary? And he's like, you don't need an itinerary. I'm going to LA.
His itinerary is I'm flying to Atlanta to shack up with Tyler Perry.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wishes.
By the way, a lot of Tyler Perry commercials on Bravo this week for his
soon-to-be-awful shows. On Oprah's network, right?
Yeah, the what's that one, the soap opera-y one that looks ridiculous?
And they all have AIDS.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. They all will get AIDS.
It's called The Band Stopped Playing On because they all had AIDS.
Yeah. We're not talking about Behind the Candelabra, people. We're talking about Tyler Perry on Oprah.
Not yet.
Scott! So, I can't watch you doing this to yourself, Scott!
That's so Behind Bunker the Candelabra. That's Michael Douglas's performance in Behind the Candelabra.
So anyway,
I can't watch you do this to yourself, Scott!
So then the next couple was that Long Island couple. This awful Long Island couple where they're
Not the nasty? I mean, there is not enough money in the world. I would never get with that.
Not only is he disgusting, but they're putting together this like hideous little tanning salon in the most depressing strip mall in all of Long Island. And there are a lot of terrible strip malls in Long Island, but this one here in Suffolk County, it just looks grimy. I think it's called like Glow Tan or something like that. Crappy fonts. Neon in the window, ugh, and like
the only glow I like,
Rihanna and Franny,
is glow gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Oh yeah, with those old ladies.
Yes,
you remember those old two.
Where
old
is
ladies.
Ronnie? Is Ronnie like drawing a sketch and playing with the dog? What the fuck?
I'm making a sketch of someone who's bossy to their wife. He's missing. He's missing a hand. Spoiler
Ronnie,
alert.
I like that Ronnie is having his own like Haley Joel Osment in some thriller from 1995, having to draw out the crime that he saw moment.
Whatever. Oh, Haley Joel Osment told me off in a bar one time.
Oh, well, I'm sure he was tanked. Is that before he wrapped his Saturn around that like pole like 6 years ago when he had no more money?
Yeah.
It was around that time, actually. But no, it wasn't because of that. I think he thought I was a paparazzi, but he was just talking to my cousin, so I was taking a lot of pictures. I was being drunk and obnoxious, but I don't need to be yelled at the kid from Sixth Sense. Get out of my way, kid.
Don't you mean
no
kid
one was more drunk. Yes, Pay It Forward with Helen Hunt and Kevin Spacey.
Helen Hunt, who's now a very famous TV director, you guys.
Wow.
The things you learn on this show. Okay, yeah, Alaska's horrible. I cannot wait for Kim to dump him. They're not going to last. And who else on this show? Love the gays because they're hilarious.
And
George Costanza and his wife are both ridiculous. So she's really pregnant?
She is pregnant, which is... I mean, what a sad life that she's going
to
have.
Why would anybody want to get and then make a baby on your honeymoon? Like, aren't you supposed to enjoy, like, sex as a new married couple for, like, years and years before you start popping out screaming obnoxious monsters?
No, because we all waited. We all... This generation is waiting too long to settle down. It's like, by the time we settle down, it's because we have to have a baby before our ovaries fall out on the floor.
You're talking about us like we are all popping out babies.
No well, babies
we need
over
to
here.
If we're going to do it. And, you know, gay people are really doing this the dumbest way because we're all starting so fucking late. I was at this Memorial Day party yesterday and there were gays with the baby there. And, of course, they were like my Mima and Papa. It's like by the time we finally decide to stop fucking half the city, we're 60 years old. That is not the time to be getting a little half-aged and newborn, you guys.
Yeah, but we'll still be wearing way too tight diesel jeans and getting Botox. So even though we are 65, we will look 42 and that little Asian baby will just fit perfectly in with our tragic lifestyles.
We'll be in our 80s when those kids are graduating. We're not going to do them any good. I mean, yes, it's going to be
No kids for me. Not a problem on my end.
Really? Why is that? Did you get a vasectomy?
Too much Preci, you know? I was like, enough. Cut it off.
Do you have a ton of anti-sperm antibodies?
Don't want a kid. I don't want a kid.
Why not?
Well, until we're 80. I'm telling you.
They're so annoying.
I mean, 60. Well, I'll talk to you when you're 60. On your 60th birthday power hour, I'll bet you're going to be like, hey, Michelle Collins, how would your eggs like to meet my little sperm dinkies, my little Mandelker sperms?
My little Mandelker sperms.
I am here's still...
I bottled some Preci for you.
In an actual baby bottle. Please take this into my powder room and do what you have to do.
Yes. I have a very literal insemination process. I want to send you with a baby bottle, and I will shake a rattle. and I'm going to lock you in a room with a stork.
So I just wish Bravo would start spreading these shows out, because as it is, it's like, we record this on Tuesday, and it's like, Sunday, there's a show, Monday, Sunday, Monday, blah, 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 blah. It's too much. I need more days. I need this.
And then on Wednesday, then the rest of the week is the crap, like, Tabitha Takes Over and Million Dollar Listing and
which I actually watched this past week. I'm not watching Robley, but I watched Tabitha this week, and as much as I love her, I've interviewed her, I think she's awesome. I think that she should have won season one of Sheer Genius. Her show is tired.
It is.
She needs to put some relaxer in it and go away.
She needs to go take on ABC or Amy's Baking Company in Scottsdale. Let's see how that would
Okay, now I would pay $5.99 to watch that on video on demand. But yes. In the meantime, there are only so many trashy shitholes in Long Beach that she can try to pretend to resurrect with a $4.99 budget.
Oh, and by the way, that brings me to my one last point about newlyweds. Frickin' Tarsu or Tarsi or Tarzan and that girl, they live in Riverside. I mean, enough said.
Well, it's not Azusa with Sheena Shana Shkana.
It's deeper than Azusa, okay?
Well, but they have three homes, that's why. They have one in California, they own an apartment in New York, and they live in...
North Carolina or something. North Carolina or something.
It doesn't matter. Riverside negates it all.
I hate that tattoo. This is what I raise a girl to make a tattoo on her face. I don't like it.
Because whoever had the taste level to say, I want to have a house in Riverside... But, you know, that to me says you're just awful. And couple that with those pillows. I mean, I'm sorry. I cannot deal. No.
Oh, Ben.
Absolutely
see, this
not.
Is the thing. This is the problem with you not keeping up with the show. Because this is why they live in Riverside. Because that is the home of her dead mother. And so she's living there because her dad couldn't accept the fact that her mom died. And he had to move out. So she's taking care of the house, Ben.
So
way to ruin everything, all right?
Hey, does that mean that she was raised in Riverside?
It would sure explain a lot, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. It certainly would. So, okay, maybe it's not as bad as I was saying, but it also means that she has Riverside in her blood.
Yeah. Does that surprise you?
No, not at all.
Do you guys think that her tattoo is ugly? Because I'm actually thinking of getting one in that general area. Uh-oh.
Really?
What is her tattoo?
Doesn't she have like a dead, scrolly eyeball that reminds her of her dead mom?
No, I think they got, she's like, I want a tattoo of an old lady with chicken neck to remind me of my mom. Like the worst memory ever. No, they're of a word. Her and her husband both got, she and her husband both got the same tattoo. And I think it's a word. Doesn't it mean like?
Where is it? Where in the body?
It's on her inner forearm.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a word that means like. $5.99. I don't know.
I think you should get a hummingbird and get that tatted behind your ear. You know,
me?
Sheena style. Yeah.
Only if I can go with my mom on Mother's Day because we're really besties.
Yeah. Oh my god, we're like besties. I love my mom.
Oh.
Do you guys want to talk about Behind the Candelabra? I didn't see it, but you guys can yap away about it.
It was so terrible slash amazing slash really terrible slash Rob Lowe deserves 5 Emmy Awards for his role on the screen for 5 minutes as a plastic surgeon.
Yes. It's a week later after I saw it, and I'm still not sure how I feel about it. I was very disturbed, but I also laughed. But seeing Michael Douglas naked all that time and like making out with Matt Damon, I did not need that.
Excuse me, Ronnie. They were not just making out. There's a scene of Matt Damon riding Michael Douglas like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. And Michael Douglas was on the bottom, and then Michael Douglas talked about how Michael Douglas could do it like 4 times in a row. And then he admitted that he had something put inside of him so he could just keep going and going, and it makes him feel so young. And it was just so gross. And Matt Damon plays this drug addict guy, and he's just basically there because Liberace's really rich. And then Liberace gets rid of him because he's a raging drug addict. And I was like, am I supposed to feel sorry for the raging drug addict? And then did he make up this scene where Liberace calls him back to his deathbed just to say I'm sorry and give him a ring? Like, I didn't buy any of that shit. But it was fun listening to Michael Douglas go, Scott!
Okay, so here's the thing. I watched it for like the first 20 minutes. I was like, this is the worst movie I have ever seen in my entire life. Michael Douglas should have to give back his Oscars. Then by the end of the movie, I looked at the YouTube clips of Liberace and he nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did a good job. It was just really
disturbing to watch. Why are we even talking about this? We should be talking about how hot Matt Damon looks shirtless with that built-out chest that he has never had before, slash he may be hotter than Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck is not hot. And also, I read a blind item a long time ago that talked about Ben Affleck having horse breath and nobody could work with him because he stinks so bad. So maybe that's why I've never thought he was hot. But also, Matt Damon's butt in this movie, come on, guys. It was like a billboard for squats. I wanted to come home and do squats.
Do you think it was really his butt, or did you think he had a stand-in?
No, that was all Damon butt. I mean, in that little white Speedo, watch out.
Yeah, it was Matt Damon butt. And then we saw him get fat again. And then he went on something called the Hollywood diet, which is just a bunch of pills. And then he became addicted to pills. And
what do you think I'm on?
Is that what it is? The Hollywood diet? Because you haven't become a raging cokehead yet. Could you tell me what pills they are? Because I need them. I'm going to take them. I'm going to commit to a program.
Do you really want me to tell you the magic pill? I will tell you. But I don't know that I should tell you on the podcast.
You should.
Why?
Okay, there's this pill. There's a pill called Ketozyme 7.
Hold on, how do you spell it?
I think it's like Keytozyme 7.
Ketozyme? And I take
it's Ketozyme something. Anyway, my nutritionist slash I don't know what he really is. He's my Rob Lowe. I'll just put it that way. He's my Rob Lowe from Behind the Candelabra. He prescribes it. It's not a prescription, actually. You can buy it from a special doctor. And
AKA
I take
the homeless man down the street.
AKA the homeless man down the street. And I take 3 of them every day. And it just, I think it makes you either pee your fat away or something. I don't know. But it's magical.
I need you to spell it for me again.
I don't have it spelled. It's Ketozyme. All I know is it ends with Z-Y-M-E.
Sounds like an enzyme.
Oh, Ketozyme. Oh, Ketoxyme?
Maybe.
Okay. Ketoxyme. No, I don't see that. Why did it come up on my suggestion? Okay. Seriously, send it to me. Okay, does it make you sweat in your butt?
I'm sweating right now a little bit. But, I mean, I only took 2 today. I didn't take 3 today. Well, actually, I think it does make you sweat all day long. I don't know. I have the shakes and I sweat all the time, but I don't know if that's coffee or the drugs in my system and the fact that I don't eat food anymore.
Well, when I was skinny, it's because I used to take Ephedrine when that was out, but it was
You took Ephedrine? What is wrong with you? Says the drug addict.
Hey, I've heard really good things about Fen-Phen. Anyone?
You guys, listen, here's the deal with Fen-Phen, okay? That was only outlawed because stupid fat people kept taking 20 of them so that they would get even skinnier. You were only allowed to take a certain amount. No one who took the recommended amount died. So let's all stop being so dramatic. And also, I was very skinny back then, and I was very cute. And Fen-Phen was in the drug Zenadrine, that diet drug that's out
Zenadrine.
Now?
Zenadrine, yeah.
Zenadrine, yeah. And now it doesn't have that, and guess what? It's a bunch of bullshit, and it doesn't work. I want Fen-Phen back.
You know
it
what?
To me.
Just get yourself a worm, and, you know, you'll be eating for 2. It'll be great. That's what they used to do back in the 60s. They used to give you a worm.
What are you talking about?
Like an intestinal worm?
Yeah.
Tapeworm? They gave it to you? How do they give you one?
You swallow it.
Like in a pill.
Shut up. No.
Yeah.
It grows and grows and it eats everything. And then how do you get rid of it?
I think it sort of decides, you know what, time for a new home, and it gets right on out of you.
And it crawls out of you.
Do you have to go see Dr. Jackie?
Probably. You may have to even see Duncan because he is a surgeon.
That is true.
I'm so horrified, but also I want a worm and ketoxime.
When's your birthday? I'll buy you a worm and some pills.
You will? You're so nice. It's at the end of August. Can we just pretend it's next week?
Okay, Don. We'll move it up.
Yeah. I'll get older quicker if I could be thinner faster.
And we can have the worm on the podcast. Be like, hey, so how's it going from inside Ronnie's stomach?
He'll be like, I'm too tired from all this Little Caesars that I've had.
The worm's like, ah, man, I need a worm.
Yeah, I just need to know how to get the worm out, because I don't want to just be like sitting at the movies or something and the worm's like, well, time to go. And then it comes like crawling
out. It's not like that. It's not like Alien, but I think it does, like, doesn't it like come out your stomach or something and they have to like...
What? Is it like a chest burster?
No, it's like, I'm sure if you go onto YouTube, you can see all sorts of awful things. But actually, I think you can kill a worm just by taking some things too.
Wow.
So you probably keep the worm for a little bit, and then you have to kill it. And
if you kill it, you
become the worm.
What is wrong with us? I feel like this was very low energy, and we talked about no TV.
I was thoroughly enthralled during the entire thing, especially this wormy part. Like the worm.
Yeah.
When the best part of the podcast is to us talking about Precy, there's an issue.
Well, it was Memorial Day. I spent all day yesterday writing thank you cards to veterans and drinking. So I'm tired, you guys.
I am still hungover. I am so sorry for the endless stream of photos on that Instagram. I am so embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
You couldn't have been any worse than me on Vine, because I finally discovered Vine, and that's all I did. I put like 50 videos on there. I probably lost like 100 people.
Are you kidding? I posted a photo of me falling over on a couch with my legs to heaven, and I lost four followers in a span of 30 seconds.
Well, you don't want those followers anyway. By the way,
if they don't want to see my ass in the air, then I don't want them.
Yeah, Ronnie can't deal with my realness.
Ronnie has made me get into Vine now, and so I started posting a lot of Vines over the weekend. And last night, to tell you guys, no, so you don't feel too bad, I made a Vine that was about two cherry tomatoes talking to each other. So really, like, we all have been into a dark place this
weekend. Wow, somebody give you a Webby Award for that.
That was an amazing one. You never know. I think that could become a show. Like, every episode is 7 seconds. I like it.
Maybe I will. I'll do another one. I'll do another cherry tomato situation tonight, right after this, in fact.
Yeah, oh, the sequel. I took a bunch of them yesterday, but I didn't post them because everyone was yelling at me because I was posting too many of them. So I was like, okay, I'll stop, but I'll secretly take them anyway. I'm like,
we did
right now. Running around the bush is my favorite one.
I like the one with the vodka attacking you.
Yeah, that vodka attacked me.
And then
Vine is really fun. Okay.
Yeah, seriously, like, follow us on Vine. Like, I only have, I don't know, like a handful of followers. So please, like, follow me on Vine, because you know me, if I don't have enough followers, I get sad.
I don't even notice, but I mean, I think it would be more fun if we were all playing together, that's for sure.
Why don't we start making 21-second movies and each of us gets like Act 1, Act 2, Act 3?
That's a good idea. Okay, our first one's going to be about diet pills.
Okay.
Sounds good. I'll be Act 2.
All right. I'll be Act 1.
Okay, you do it and tag us both, and then I'll do Act 2, and then Matt can finish it off with Act 3, okay?
Okay.
And then you guys can send me the files, and we'll put them together into like one little movie and put it onto our Facebook page.
Yeah, totes. Go onto my Facebook page. I wrote a song called My Friends, and I used all my Vines from last week, and they were really cute, you guys.
Aww.
Okay, so I guess we're done with this. Yeah. Next week, we will be talking about other things.
Hopefully such as not. The Real Housewives of New Jersey season premiere, folks.
Omega. And
Princesses, Long Island.
Omega, reels?
And okay, Married to Meds reunion part deux.
You guys, I hope you enjoyed this boring-ass podcast, because it's the last boring one you're going to have all summer.
Shit is going to blow up next week.
I enjoyed it. I was having a good time over here.
Shit's going to explode. Princesses, Long Island. If you're 27 and you're living with your parents, it's time. What does she say?
To get an NJB, a nice Jewish boy.
It's time to panic.
What happens when you're 33 and living in West Hollywood adjacent and you're single? What is it time for? What is it time for?
It's time to wait 20 years before you adopt an Asian child that you're way too old to raise.
God, I'm doomed.
Honey, you're still young in straight people years. Aww.
Now I'm sad. I need to go take some diet pills.
Put again on top of that.
Save some for me. Okay, bye everybody. Love ya. Come follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can find me, Ronnie, on Twitter at TVGasm. You can find Ben at B-Side Blog. And you can find Matt at Life on the M List. You can also find us all on Vine. I'm Ronnie Karam, two words, K-A-R-A-M. Matt is, are you Matt Whitfield on Vine, Matt?
I'm Life on the M List across the board.
Oh, good one. Good branding. And Ben is Ben Mandelker on Vine. So come find us. We'll be having our short film festival on Vine this week. So join in.
Yeah.
Now that the Cannes Film Festival is over, it's time for us to have our Vine Film Festival.
Yeah, now it's time for the Cant Film Festival. Okay, we will talk to you guys next time. Thanks for being here. Bye.
Bye.
Getting a good shave can be a real pain in the ass. You gotta search through 50 different brands and models, matching new blades to old handles that stop being compatible, paying for bullshit features where your razor doubles as a flashlight or a vibrator or a toothpick. Who wants to pay $20 for some new razors, Matt?
Join our society of smarter men. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/bravo to get high-quality razors delivered to your door for just a couple bucks per month. They've made it so simple, you guys. High-quality razors, 100% guaranteed, sent on schedule so you never have to think about it again. Every month you get a new pack, and every week you change your blade. It's dollarshaveclub.com/bravo. Save some money. Get with the program, people. I get a fresh blade every week, and it feels fantastic. So next time you find yourself looking for that dirty, rusty razor, remember there is a better way.
Yeah, go to dollarshaveclub.com/bravo. Great razors delivered to your door. Save money and shave well, you guys. dollarshaveclub.com/bravo.
All right.
To the insurance company that spurned me, our time together has come to an end. It's not me, it's you. We both know what I'm talking about. 15 minutes ago, I began courting Geico. It was just the easiest thing I've done since buttering my biscuit at breakfast. Not only have I saved hundreds of dollars on my car insurance, but also the future tears you were sure to impose. My heart and my coverage now belong to Geico. Sincerely, not yours, Tara in Telluride.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.